Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
High noon in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Ready for this, B?
What you got?
Per Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, NFL Insider, multiple NFL teams have inquired about whether legendary coach Bill Belichick would reconsider his move to college football, including the Raiders, whose new minority owner, Tom Brady, spoke recently with his old coach, per league sources. Mm. You remember what Kingsbury said when he got asked about
until
Belichick?
You see him on the sideline?
Said, until I see him coaching on the sideline in a college game.
He's been traveling to visit people.
Well,
and people trying to knock Deion because Bill is going. Bill might be just putting the charades out there.
And those people might be coming to him, too. Like, I don't know if he, you know, maybe kids are just taking visits to Chapel Hill or whatever.
Well, they say he was on the road.
Where do you think Belichick's coaching week one, 2025, this September?
I'm going to still think he's going to be in college. And the reason I'm saying that is because these owners don't like giving up a lot. Okay? And I think Bill still is going to demand an awful lot.
Well,
like, in other words, he's going to walk in. This is going to the interview. Going to go, look, Bill, man, we really want you to coach. Okay, I want you to stay the hell away from the football operations. What do you mean? Don't bring your ass around me when I'm coaching. Nah, you can't stop me from coming around my team. Well, I don't want to coach for you. Because he's getting top dollar no matter where he goes.
This is an interesting wrinkle that Pelissero just reported. Hmm? Bill Belichick's UNC contract includes a $10 million buyout if he leaves prior to June 1st, 2025. Hmm? That much we had heard about, right?
Yeah.
I read again. Though it's not entirely clear whether it would apply if he returns to the NFL in the coming weeks. So that buyout could just be for another college team. Mm. And B, you are right. There are teams that it wouldn't add up or make sense for. But of the jobs that are open right now,
who doesn't have a GM? That's what I want to know. Because he's going to a place that doesn't have a GM.
Just listen to the jobs that are open right now. These are all such rudderless ships that maybe they do say, okay, Bill, just Jets, Saints, Bears, Patriots. I think we can cross Patriots off.
Yeah, he's not going there.
So there's five jobs because Antonio Pierce got fired last night. Jets, Saints, Bears, Jags, Raiders.
I can see the Jets.
The Saints.
Or the Raiders.
You think the Saints are in such a position that they would let, like... Yo, did you hear what the Jaguars owner did? He was on a Zoom call with the GM, with Balky, who apparently everybody hates. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Balky Bartakamus. And he said, he's like, yeah, man, you know, Trent's going to be in charge unless whoever I hired to be the new coach says he's got to go. And he just sat there on the Zoom listening to this and was like, okay.
Well, guess what, though? What could you say if the owner is saying that?
Right.
I'm being honest. You know, if the owner said, yeah, you going to be here unless the coach say you got to go. Well, Balky might be one who's just crazy enough where he say, you know, Bill, come up in here, and we're going to let you do what you want to do, brother.
Up in here? That is a wild little something to watch as this coaching cycle continues. All right. Mm-hmm. Also, a little bit of news coming out of Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts practicing today. Nick Sirianni says, not concerned about rust.
Okay.
I tend to believe him.
Kind of figured he'll practice sometime today. But then again, I would be concerned about rust if I were Nick Sirianni.
Really? Why?
Just a playoff, dude.
Yeah, but you don't think Jalen just has enough career starts and such?
Yeah, North Korea starts coming off a concussion. It's not his first concussion either.
Yeah. And so, he's a running quarterback.
You have to worry about the next one.
Do you have to specifically worry about the tush push?
No.
Just that play.
They're not going that fast with that deal like there for the tush push.
Yeah, but there's with undeniable head contact.
Let me tell you what the tush push happens. This is what happens on the tush push. Everybody go there, then they lift him and put him across. They roll him across the top of it. It's not that major head.
I agree, but your head's getting contact.
But not very hard. If when he's running and taking a hit, that's way faster than that tush push.
All right. Playoff week is upon us. It is wild card weekend. There are two teams that won't play this weekend. I think it'd be asinine if anybody but those teams were the tops of the power rankings. Do you agree?
Yeah.
All right. Eric Edholm, we go with him every week, NFL.com. His top two teams in the NFL, Kansas City Chiefs, Detroit Lions.
Right.
Both teams go into the playoffs with the same record, 15-2. KC was 15-1 until they played Carson Wentz and a bunch of, like, backups and lost. They completely mailed it in. Were you surprised to the level they mailed it in Week 18?
No.
But that Andy typically
already had the number one seed.
I'm aware of all that, but typically Andy doesn't go that far.
Number one seed. That's what they wanted, and when they got that, I figure he can relax at that point.
Okay. Detroit had to go out and win it.
And they did.
They shut down a Vikings offense that had been pretty good. All right, Brian, who is your third best team in football going into wild card?
Third best team in football going to the wild card. All righty. Let's see what I got back at the E. I'm going to go Buffalo.
That's how Edholm has it. The Bills are the 2 seed in the AFC. Bills have been really good. I take it back. They just lost to the Patriots, which cost the Patriots the first overall pick. This is a good.
And that's probably why they fired my man.
Yeah. This is a very good line here. He said the Bills were operating at golf cart speed for most of their eventual loss in New England.
That's funny.
I think they started Trubisky in that one.
That's some funny stuff right there.
Who you got fourth, B?
Ravens.
Edholm goes Eagles.
All right.
He goes Eagles, then Ravens 5. Eagles obviously have a tough matchup this weekend with the Packers. The Packers are a pretty damn good 7 seed, man.
Yeah.
And the Ravens get to that's incorrect. I don't know why they have this listed weird. They have the higher seeds listed above, even though they're the home team, which is usually listed below. Mm-hmm. Ravens host the Steelers. Eagles host the Packers. Question for the room on those two games. Who has a higher chance of losing? The Eagles hosting the Packers or the Ravens? It's a much bigger spread.
Yeah.
Lanville, bigger chance to lose, bigger upset chance. The Eagles hosting the Packers or the Ravens hosting the Steelers?
I think that it's probably the Packers.
How much of that is Hurts just coming back?
A decent amount, yeah.
Jeffrey?
The Packers are going to be the ones to upset the Eagles.
Okay, you answered that question very, very backwards, but I won't hold it against you.
Oh, my bad. I'm working on something, so I just heard it on the back end.
Always working on something. Appreciate that.
There you go, Jeff. Keep working, baby.
The Steelers have actually beaten the Ravens this year, and the Packers have actually lost to the Eagles this year. Now, granted, it was week one, and they were in another country, in another continent.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're looking at results.
Brazil, wasn't it?
Yeah, Brazil. Yeah.
That's wow, damn.
I think if Hurts is right, the Eagles are pretty damn loaded. I think the Ravens are pretty damn loaded. I wonder if some of this with us is wanting the Eagles to lose as we look at that matchup. But Green Bay's good, man. They have 6 the Vikings. How do you feel about the Vikings who have now you got to wonder if Detroit showed you a way to just go after Darnold nonstop.
Well, let's remember, everybody don't have the same ability as Detroit. And everybody doesn't have an offense as fiery and as good as Detroit's. So what they were doing, and everybody doesn't have a coach who just don't give a damn.
Sure.
Dan is like, he's just like Dan Quinn. I'm going to give confidence to my team. We're going for it. We are here to win the damn game. We're not messing around. You know, because it sounds like when who was it played the 49ers last? And what was it? Their linebacker said, "Oh, they coming here to," and they said, "We're gonna play everything." And they're playing against Detroit. And Detroit said, "We're going out there to win it. We're playing everybody." And he said, "Yeah, they coming out to get their ass kicked." They
did the Monday nighter.
They
out there.
Destroyed
right.
them.
Right.
And I wish y'all was playing good early, but then all of a sudden, Detroit finally got that little momentum, and it was all over for them.
Well, dude, there is something to what you're saying in that Detroit has a billion injuries, but they still want to take the fight to the opposition defensively.
Yeah.
They play their corners in man coverage so that they can send more guys and just speed the game up. And I think, you know, you're able to do that because you also have a belief that your offense can score with anybody. I think you see more truth about their defense when Dan Quinn goes for it on fourth downs and stuff because he just wants to keep his offense on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a belief that whatever the race is, you can still win it. It allows you to be more aggressive, and they've created a mindset, obviously.
Totally.
But
the way that they practice, like, they do exactly what Washington has said, and Washington is doing. They compete. So when you get in the game, the backups are not worried because they've been competing with the starters every damn day, and they go for it. And when they get in the game, I don't see guys getting, like, nervous when they are having an opportunity to go and play. They're ready for it because they've done it.
One thing that isn't – so the Vikings had a hell of a regular season. They went 14-3. They were really good throughout. I think they won a bunch of games that folks didn't really expect. And as time continued, you had to be like, okay, this team is for real. That pass rush is for real. One of the teams they lost to was the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go back to week 8 when they played, but the Rams beat them 30-20 in LA. Do you think the Rams could take them down again?
If the Rams defense can do exactly what Detroit did, where they could affect Darnold, because everyone kept not trusting in Minnesota because of Sam Darnold. And Detroit knew how to affect Sam Darnold. Do the Rams have enough to affect him? Because that dude, he was the one that stated he was seeing ghosts, right?
Yeah.
So he saw ghosts in that game because some of those passes he was selling, he had to see somebody else. He wasn't throwing it to his receiver, and he didn't really have pressure. He started to feel pressure that wasn't there sometimes. You know, so maybe, just maybe, if they can do that well enough, they may be able to.
All right, at number 7, NFL.com has the Washington Commanders, 12-5 on the regular season. I'm reading now. The Washington Commanders pulled Jaden Daniels at halftime, with the offense struggling and their pursuit of the 6th seed still undecided. But it was probably the right call, giving Daniels some rest for a minor leg ailment and whatever other bruises he's accumulated through a brilliant rookie season. Dan Quinn has pushed just about every right button in his first year in Washington, too. So it's no surprise his crew then fought back to win in Dallas. Also fitting, each of the Commanders' past 4 victories came down to their final play from scrimmage. They've proven themselves to be a feisty, resilient bunch, apparently ignorant of which games they should and shouldn't win. That's a scary brand of team to face in the postseason, even with a serious first-round opponent in Tampa Bay on tap. Not only did the Bucs beat them in Week 1, but Tampa has also been in win-or-else mode since dropping to 4-6 in late November.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty fair synopsis of this Commanders team.
But the thing about it is that this team feels if there's time on the clock, we have a chance. And what does that do to the other team? Our team got to keep going. And a lot of teams are not capable of keep going. Because they read the clock. They read what's going on. They look at the scoreboard. And they think, oh, we got this. Washington's still coming. And then all of a sudden, they get right up on your heels. Now you got to pick up the pace. And you may not be able to.
It's remarkable what this team has accomplished, how well they've played, kind of the high level they've been at for 4 months now. I mean, it's a long grind of a season, and they've been able to maintain it at a really high level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it says a lot, man. Going to Tampa isn't like
they're not going to be overwhelmed. I can guarantee you that.
No, I mean, really, if you look at these playoff matchups, teams that will – the teams that are going into intimidating situations – I don't know if you agree with me. I'm not putting these in order, but where there will be intimidating situations, and whether just because I'm not sure the teams will get intimidated, but these will be loud, hostile, rough weather situations, mm-hmm. is all I'm saying. The Broncos going to play the Bills. That joint will be rocking.
Yeah.
I bet it'll be 10 degrees in Buffalo, whatever they got, right?
Bills Mafia be going crazy.
Yeah, they'll be jumping through tables, lighting their hair on fire.
Crazy as hell.
Tim McDonough dousing himself in mustard. I think – I don't think it will impact them because they've done it so often. But the Steelers going into Baltimore, that's going to be a hostile crowd.
It's going to be hostile, but they're loud. Used to it.
Right, but like it's still – that is a tough situation to play in. Now, the Packers going to the Eagles – the Packers play their home games in Wisconsin in December.
They're not worried about the weather.
The weather in Philly ain't going to kill them.
Some
but
of
the
those
crowd
people in the stands might be a little, yeah.
But like Green Bay's played there before. Like none of this is going to be overwhelming.
Nah.
But then if you look at the underwhelming to perhaps just whelming environments, I think the Houston crowd will bring it with the Chargers coming to town. Mm-hmm. But that's indoors. I mean, that's the Saturday 4:00 game. Like it's not, I don't think that crowd is going to dictate what happens in that game. I don't want to undersell the Tampa crowd because they're good. Bucks fans are a good fan base.
They are. They will go for their team. They kind of like the team. The same way the guy explained them. They're front runners.
But there's going to be a ton of Washington fans there.
Yeah,
I think it'll be 65-35, 60-40 even. Like there's going to be a ton of Commanders fans there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people traveling from here, a lot of people traveling from all over the country, and there's a lot of them just there. So, like, and dude, the weather's going to be 55 degrees. I think the least whelming situation, the most underwhelming, whatever you would say, I won't be shocked if there's more Vikings fans than Rams fans in L.A. on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in L.A.
There's a lot going on in L.A.
Yeah, man. We'll go to the after party. Yo, hell with the game.
If you live in Minnesota and your team went 14-3.
Yeah.
And you can go to L.A. for the weekend.
Yeah, but they love Minnesota, though.
Sure, but you want to go cheer for your team.
Yeah, they may be watching. They do a lot of big parties up there in Minnesota, bro.
I am sure they'll be partying, but at the same time.
They may
time,
call the Prince family and rent out Glam Slam and have a watch party.
What do you think the least impactful home field advantage will be?
It is L.A.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we agree on it.
L.A., the thing about L.A. has so much going on that, you know, the people that even like the Rams probably have something else they can go do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who do you think the worst team in football was this year?
Worst team in football? Giants or the Jaguars? 1-2.
They go Browns, Titans, Giants at 30, Pats at 29, Raiders at 28, then the Jags at 27. It's bad football out there, man.
Yes, it was.
Nice to not be a part of that group. Here is the plan. When we come back, you'll hear from Dan Quinn, Commander's head coach. Plus, we're going to give away some Wizards tickets. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.